from the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you. 101.5 The Hawk, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this week on your favorite 101.5 station, The Hawk FM. That was Samba for Carmen by Arturo O'Farrell. And this week, we celebrate the Newport Jazz Festival that took place in Rhode Island this past weekend. So all the music this hour will be from artists that had performed at this year's festival in Rhode Island just this past long weekend. And alongside that, we have our usual interviews, of course, and comedy, and all the great stuff, such as when we talk about a couple things that have been going on in the news this past week. Such as a limited edition ice cream flavor that was to celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day. That's right, Kraft Dinner, or Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, KD as we say, of course, up in the Great North, and for some reason the Americans, they get confused a little bit when you say KD, but Kraft Dinner introduced a mac and cheese flavored ice cream for a limited time to celebrate National Mac and Cheese Day a couple weeks ago. And it looks deceiving, because this is a great gag you could pull on your guests if you have them over for dinner. You offer them, you know, you say, oh, you want dessert, and you give them a scoop of this bright orange ice cream. They're going to say, oh, you know, mango sherbet, my favorite summer delicacy. Refreshing. Mango, you know, it's tropical. You bite into that, and it tastes like Kraft Dinner. This is the first ice cream you can put ketchup as a usable sauce. These really are trying times, aren't they? When people are eating mac and cheese ice cream? Can I say I wouldn't try it, though? I don't think I could. Maybe you can let me know if you would try it. And while that's going up and going around, there's also something else happening. And that is a man in Florida washed ashore in this bubble-like tube. It kind of looks like a giant hamster wheel, and he just appeared on the shore on Saturday morning. And he claims that he was raising money for the Coast Guard, the police, the firefighters, all these public servants, service agencies, and raising money for them by sailing from Florida to... Well, he was aiming for either Bermuda or New York, so he didn't seem to have it down quite pat. I'm not even sure if he could see out of this bubble. I'm not even sure he could steer. And apparently it's something that he has done several times before, and each time he has encountered complications, to say the least. And at this point, you must wonder, if you really want to raise money for the Coast Guard, perhaps it's best done by the shore. But what are some of the complications that can arise while floating in this giant bubble in the middle of the ocean? Or at least, the coast of Florida. Well, how about a giant whale? Up in Massachusetts, in Old Cape Cod, a man was swallowed by a whale and then promptly spit out. He must have tasted like that macaroni Kraft Dinner ice cream. But yes, this gentleman, 56 years old, was doing some fishing. He was doing some lobster diving, and he had gone underwater, and apparently he claims that he was closed in the mouth of the whale for about 30 to 40 seconds before he rose to the surface and spit me out. He's bruised up, but no broken bones or serious injuries. And apparently scientists say that this is something that can and does happen. It's completely plausible. I'm not sure how you can really mistake being swallowed by a whale for something else, but I guess it takes one to know one. Unless you've been swallowed before, I guess you wouldn't know what the first time is like. But yeah, so some rather absurd things happening this week, but I'm not even sure which one is the weirdest, a giant man in a bubble getting swallowed by a whale or eating Kraft Dinner ice cream. Well, how about we think about that for a second while we listen to some of this great jazz. As I said, we're listening to all the artists that were playing at the Rhode Island Newport Jazz Festival this past week, and we started with Arturo O'Farrell there. And now we have Kamasi Washington. But first, Corey Wong with Golden on 101.5 The Hawk.
Looking all around at the people I see, everybody's living the dream. Starring in the show that we film on our phones, taking photos for pretend magazines. I don't want silver, don't want the bronze. I won't play party, I play the Fonz. Every time I see a shiny thing on the screen, maybe that could be me. Wishing that you had that kind of time. I don't want silver, don't want the bronze. I won't play party, I play the Fonz. Try to keep my head down, just not care. Hey, what's that over there? Thank you.
1.5 The Hawk. That was Corey Wong with Golden, followed by Krangbin with Pelota. This week, as part of our respect to the artists who played at this past Rhode Island Newport Jazz Festival for 2021, and they really did have a great lineup, some artists which we'll see later on, such as Kamasi Washington, Emmanuel Wilkins, Trombone Shorty, Mavis Staples, Andra Day, the Bogey Band, and plenty, plenty others. It was a really big festival, a little smaller and contained because of COVID, of course, but I'm sure they had a lot of fun. I know we are here just playing some of these great songs. So I figured, speaking of Kamasi Washington, why don't we get him up here next? He is a recent artist that's been really vibrant and noticeable, not just in the jazz world, but in all parts of music. He's a man that's proven himself to be very cultured in music, and his love is incredible for it. So before we play one of his songs, I thought we'd listen to a little interview he conducted with AXS, and just listen to him talk about his influences, what empowers and emboldens him to play the way he does and to make his music. There's a part in this interview where he mentions how the instrument becomes a second kind of, almost like a sixth sense. It's a new way to express yourself and communicate an idea, as artists typically say of their art or music. But I found it striking because I believe it was John Coltrane who said something similar, that when he plays his saxophone or his instruments, whichever one, he's able to communicate and speak with his bandmates and the audience in a way that words can simply not describe. It becomes another language that nobody really knows, per se, but we all inherently do. It's like an archetypal kind of feeling. You know, this is bringing it back to English class. The subconscious, the ego, the id, who knows what is going on. That's why we like jazz music. It makes us feel smart, as Kamasi Washington shall point out for us here on 101.5 The Hawk.
How many differences is a piece that I did for the Whitney Museum? It's a six-part suite. That's really using music as a metaphor for a celebration of diversity in society. So what I did is I wrote five pieces of music that felt like they came from different parts of LA. I feel like Los Angeles is one of the most diverse cities I've been to. It's where I grew up, and it's what makes it a beautiful place. It's the coolest thing about the city is all the different cultures that are kind of glued in together here. I wrote five pieces of music that felt like they came from kind of like the five different places in LA. And then the six-part truth that people have heard already is all five of those pieces being played at the same time. You know, so much of communication is beyond words. as an instrumentalist, we convey ideas through emotion in an abstract way. And so in that, a lot of the times, we're able to connect and communicate kind of on a deeper level because it's so subconscious that you kind of can't help but to hear me. You know, if I tell you words, you can kind of ignore them, or you can spin them around, and you can conjure some other way kind of around it. But when you hear instrumental music, it's I'm communicating with you kind of on a subconscious level, like through emotion and through tone and texture and dissonance and release. And in that, as you play, you start a closer and closer connection to your instrument. You get to a point where you're not really thinking about scales or notes or even the instrument itself. You're just trying to connect what you have inside of yourself to this instrument that converges that. Leave it wide open. I mean, songs end up in different keys, they end up in different tempos and feels. I mean, completely different. You know, some songs that are fast end up turning into ballads, and slow songs turn into fast, loud, you know, fusion feeling arrangements. You know, I can take one song and play it a million different ways. But when you have a smaller group, any person in the band can tip the music in a different direction. You know, like, there have been times where Patrice just comes in singing something and she's singing the song in a different key and in a different tempo, and we have to just find it and create that, and it creates a whole new experience that's exciting for us. It's like, it's fun. It's like the music is alive, you know?
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk. We just had a little chat with Kamasi Washington there, talking about some great bits of music and being a performer as he played First Responders. And that was followed by Trombone Shorty with Shortyville. And now we have for you another artist, Robert Glasper, who also performed at this Newport Jazz Festival, playing his rendition of Afro Blue, a very important jazz standard for the genre, as it was the first one built on a typical African cross-rhythm beat, which we dabbled a little bit when we talked about the Latin influence of jazz. And why it's important is because the song, originally composed by Mongo Santa Maria, was done while he played with Cal Jader's orchestra, which is a big influence in the Latin American music scene. So without further ado, here is Robert Glasper's rendition of that infamous tune, Afro Blue.
Mm-hmm.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Robert Glasper with his rendition of Afro Blue, followed by Charles Lloyd with Mallorca. Those are two artists that performed at this year's Newport Jazz Festival, and here is one that did not. Lachlan Patterson, and that is because he isn't a jazz musician. He's our comedian for tonight, and this is a bit that he did about the future of old people, or old people of the future, I suppose, which he performed on the Halifax Comedy Special a couple years ago, so we have that for you here on 101.5 The Hawk. More great music coming up in a little bit, but first, here he is, Lachlan Patterson.
I come from a mixed race family. My mother is white and my father is dark white, so I have a very diverse ethnic background. My dad's getting old, man. He's getting really old. Starting to hang plates on his wall. That seems to be an age. I love old people, man. I always hang out with old people. Hang out with old people, you know? They teach you how to slow down and just take your time. You ever want to learn patience? Sit with your father and watch him enter his email address with an Apple TV remote. That'll teach you patience. Get to know the old people, man. Because the new old people that are coming are going to be the worst old people we've ever had. We got some terrible old people coming, man. 50 years from now? Old people now still have stories. You ever sit with an old person and look at their photos? Every photo's got a story. What's this, Grandma? Here is a picture of your great-grandfather standing beside Charles Lindbergh before he flew across the Atlantic. First ever transatlantic flight in history. That's an amazing story. Can you imagine listening to the stories of old people's photos 50 years from now? How terrible that experience is going to be? What's this, Grandma? Here is a picture of my breakfast. What? What a breakfast. And here are some shoes I once thought about buying. And here is the wing of a plane. And here is the weather forecast. Here is a picture of your great-grandmother staring at herself in the bathroom mirror. And here are 12 more of that exact same photo. Look!
Thank you.
101.5 The Hawk, that was Micaiah McRaven with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from his 2018 album, A Day in the Life, Impressions of Pepper. I'm sure you can fill in the blanks there. I want to thank you for joining me tonight as we listen to just a few of the artists that made an appearance at this year's Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island this past weekend. I know we talked a little bit about it last week, but I thought today would be a good chance to, you know, maybe we can't get over there, we can't be there, so this is kind of another way to enjoy the music and the jazz and the art, and I guess the company. I want to thank you for spending the evening with me, and I want to thank you for listening, and thank you to those who think of listening. It's the thought that counts. If you enjoyed the show and want to keep in touch with some other fun jazz stuff, be sure to check out the show's social media. There's Johnny.Athens on Instagram and Johnny Athens Entertainment on Facebook. Updates, posts, fun little things going on in those locations. So be sure to give a follow, like the page, and we're good to go. To close us out for this week is Southbound by Chris Potter here on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you and good night.